Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Emily Connolly is with me for the whole week. She is an editor at Audiophile. I'm Joe Reed, and we're talking about audiobooks. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Joe.
What do you have for us today?
Today, I have a romance audiobook. I actually have two romances to round out our week. And today's is a fun historical romp called Don't Want You Like a Best Friend by Emma R. Alban and narrated by Mary Jane Wells and Morag Sims. And it was a lot of fun to get to listen to. It's a romance between two debutantes who are trying to get their parents together, but they maybe fall for each other as well.
Okay. And tell me when it's set and where.
So we're in London. It's 1857, and it's the start of the season. And one of the characters, Beth, narrated by Mary Jane Wells, it's her first time out in the season because her family's been in mourning since her father died. And we can hear how stressed they both are because Beth has to find a suitable match. They are going to lose their home at the end of the season, and they're counting on her being able to secure a good marriage because the dad didn't really leave them with much. And then Morag Sims is our other narrator, and she's voicing Gwen, who we meet while she's fencing with her dad, and she's rowdy. She's been through, like, this is her fourth season, I think. She's in no rush to get married, and she and Beth meet and become fast friends and have a great time out in the ballrooms and navigating that social scene. And they realize that their parents maybe have a history and maybe it would work great for all of them if they got together. Maybe that would solve some of their problems.
So this seems like a fun historical romance novel, and it's narrated by two actors who really know their way around romance novels.
They do, and I've loved both of them before in historical romances. I think that's a spot where they particularly
They're
shine.
Sweet spots, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of hijinks when they're trying to, it's a bit of Parent Trap vibe, except they're not sisters, but they're trying to see, you know, can we get these different schemes to work out to have our parents together, but they keep fighting. But over the course of the season, they definitely start developing feelings for each other. And I think that both Morag and Mary Jane, who they trade their narration between the different chapters from the different perspectives, they get that fun and joy, but also that pressure to find a partner and get married that Beth faces, that sort of hangs over her head this whole time, especially as she realizes there are viable men out there, but she's not actually attracted to them.
And again, it's a debut novel.
Yeah, I'm impressed, and I'm excited to see what happens in the next book. But we can hear a little bit of the sample. This is Mary Jane Wells narrating from Beth's point of view with them preparing for the first ball of the season.
So this is Don't Want You Like a Best Friend, Mischief and Matchmaking, Book 1 by Emma R. Alban. Read by Mary Jane Wells and Morag Sims, and we're going to be hearing from Mary Jane Wells.
Beth steps to the side to allow Mother to slip around her and pick up the skirt from her bed. Her hoops knock the vanity chair, and it scrapes loudly against the wooden floor. Beth groans, and Mother laughs. You'll adjust, she promises. Right, I'll knock them all over, Beth says, going for playful, though she can tell by Mother's frown that she's come off more petulant and anxious. You'll have fun. You might even meet someone special tonight. Beth narrows her eyes. I thought I was to go into this with a sensible head for a good match. There's nothing that says a good match can't be a love match, Mother says firmly. Only that I've just the 4 months to fall madly in love or we're dying in a hovel, Beth counters. Mother's frown deepens and her eyes turn downcast. I'm sorry. I'm tired. Let's do the dress. Mother steps in front of Beth, blocking her view of the mirror, so Beth's left looking at her quietly devastated face. She really didn't mean to bring this up tonight.
I think she's just so excellent as a narrator. She has a really nice, nice sense of characterization, but she really makes that story go forward. And I actually think narrating in the present tense can be a little challenging.
I think so, too. And it took me a little bit to warm up to that in this book, but then mm-hmm. I really liked it. And I think having Mary Jane Wells and Warwick Sims both guiding us through the book with all the different accents and all the different character voices, they did a great job.
So this sounds like just a really fun listen. Like you have to clean out the closet because, you know, you just have to clean out the closet. And what a great book to listen to as you're doing this.
Exactly. A lot of fun and, you know, a fun new voice to hear in terms of the author and favorite narrators of mine. So hopefully a good listen for any other historical romance fans out there.
Okay. That is Don't Want You Like a Best Friend. It's by Emma R. Albin, read by Mary Jane Wells and Morag Sims. Thank you so much, Emily, and I shall talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe.
Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an independent audiobook publisher that produces and publishes award-winning and best-selling titles, including those from Lisa Jewell, Geneva Rose, and Annie Ernaux. For more information and to see Dreamscape's entire catalog, visit dreamscapepublishing.com. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.